94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
Okay, you know we love this. One of our favorite things to do every week. We have a listener come on the air with us. They're going to tell us how much they make a year, and then we'll ask some yes or no questions. Try to get you some clues, because then your job is to call in and guess what their job is. Okay, so today we have Jimmy in Princeton on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. Okay, so you know the game. You've heard the game before.
I listen to the station. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Love it. Okay, so you're just going to tell us at first how much you make a year. Don't give away anything else, okay?
Okay. So I make enough money to pay Princeton taxes on my property.
So you're
and
not
I have
in
five
debt
acres
for
of land.
On 5 acres. So he's not in debt to the city of Princeton, is what I've heard. Okay,
not
good to know.
Not yet. Not at this stage of my career, but possibly soon.
We know you're not getting locked up anytime soon. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe. So I'm going to write these down.
I don't even know where to start with that kind of information.
How much
but
are Princeton taxes? Are a ton,
I'll
right?
I'll be over
a
here
lot.
Secretly Googling
a
that
ton.
On the side. Okay. Jimmy, did you go to Does your career require a special degree, or did you go to college for
you
this
always
career?
Ask that. He always yeah. asks that.
The answer is definitely no. It requires no skill whatsoever.
What?
A no skill income?
No training or education.
What?
A no skill income, and he lives in Princeton. Wow.
Okay. Let's see. Do you travel for your job?
Yes, every week.
Ooh, every he's giving week. Us a little more there.
Yes. Jimmy's a nice guy there. Okay.
All right,
more
Joe.
Info than we need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you deal with the public in your job?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. He's not even hesitating. I'm writing that down.
It's my physical detriment.
What? Let's see. There. Do you work on a computer a lot?
Nope.
I have to ask, because you alluded to... Have you ever, has your career ever gotten you in trouble with the law?
Yes, but not a lot. It's a hard question. The cops have been called.
Oh, no.
A but guy, not often.
For your job?
I try not to get them called.
A guy named Jimmy from New Jersey getting in trouble with the law is giving mafia
the
vibes.
Sopranos
but, yeah, right.
stuff
yeah,
here.
I work in sanitation.
Okay, last one. Do you have a uniform for your job? Like a dress code?
No.
No,
I'm wearing clothes from 25 years ago. And if my wife's not awake, I just put on Spuds McKenzie t-shirt and go to work. I have no talent whatsoever to dress myself.
All right, Jimmy.
Okay, that's it.
That's all
you
we're
get.
Allowed to ask.
That's all you get. Okay. All right, so we're going to open the phones right now, see if anybody can guess what your job is. 609-243-9778. Or you can tell us, too, if you think you know, in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris.
And Joe.
And Marissa's on the phones doing the buttons this morning. Let's go to the phones. So we're playing What's My Job? And we got a lot of clues, tried to help you out. Well, Jimmy in Princeton is doing it. He says, doesn't have any kind of special degree. What do you say, Joe? He makes enough to cover Princeton taxes.
Which are really expensive. If you're not from the area, if you're other side of PST Nation. They're really expensive.
They're really expensive, yeah. So doesn't have a special degree for his job. Does travel a lot. He says every week. Does work with the public, unfortunately, he said. What does that mean? Doesn't work with computers. Has gotten in trouble with the law.
That I feel like was... Because I asked that intentionally because I thought Jimmy, New Jersey, being evasive. It was given to mafia.
Yeah. And does he have special clothes for his job? He said, hell no. He's been wearing the same clothes for 25 years or whatever he said.
I think he said if his wife doesn't dress him or something, right?
So let's go to the phones. We've got Christine in Morrisville on the line. Hi, Christine. What do you think he does?
Hi, I think he's a truck driver, like a long-haul truck driver.
Okay, like gone for days type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on the line. We're going to see if you... got the right guess.
Landon and Delran said the same thing.
Oh,
truck
okay,
driver.
Yep.
So that's two for truck driver.
Let's go to Landon's grandmom, Cindy. She's in Delran. Cindy, what's your guess?
Thanks for remembering. I'm Landon's grandma. I'm going to say a bail bondsman.
A bail bondsman. Joe, what is a bail bondsman?
They're the people that help you cover your bail when you're
see those shops that we cash checks and things like that.
Yeah, when you've met a little trouble with the authority figures.
That would lend it to itself with the clue.
Yeah, a little bit, but he himself in trouble with the law. Mm.
Well, who's that? A lot of guesses in the app chat.
They're all over the place.
Comedian.
I see from Mo and Bristol. Quincy and Burlington calls him a delivery driver. Chris and Ben Salem, a bodyguard.
Like personal security.
Now, Devin Ewing said he is one of those camera guys that annoy people.
One of those camera guys? I don't even get that.
Is that implying more? I don't know. I'm a little intrigued by that. Do you want to do our guesses?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go security guard.
Okay, I like security guard. I'm going to go...
Like personal security.
I'm going to go limo driver.
Limo driver?
Yeah.
In trouble with the law? Oh, maybe. Okay.
Speeding away? You don't know what kind of clients he could have. All right, so are we ready, Chris?
All right, Jimmy. It's time for you to reveal your job. What is it? What's your job?
I am one of the impractical jokers, Hard Jimmy, otherwise known as Murr.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you're my favorite impractical joker. So you just filmed locally at the College of New Jersey, right?
We were just there right by you guys. It was instant classic, top three best challenges of all time. You know that that medical school they have there, the TCNJ, whatever?
Yep.
They actually train their soon-to-be doctors and nurses how to do their job with professional patients, they're called. Like actors, they get called and they work for the school full time and they have to evaluate doctors to be and nurses to be. And you go in and the patient pretends to have some kind of illness and the doctor has to correctly guess what they've got and evaluate them, like a real clinical kind of exam. But we were the doctors.
Oh
and so
God.
These patients thought we were actual students at the school.
Oh my God.
And were coming in to evaluate their lupus or whatever the hell it is. You know? And it was absolutely crazy. It was so much fun.
How does anyone in this area not recognize you and be like, oh my God, we're on Impractical Jokers?
Because I don't look famous. I look like a pharmacist, man. You know, like I look like your tax guy.
I love it. I mean, you live in Princeton. You're always doing local stuff.
It's very funny. Like I shot something in Princeton last year for my live tour. And I was riding around town on the moto bag. It's that electric motorized luggage that you see idiots riding at JFK Airport.
Yep.
And I was riding around just causing chaos in town. And the cops got called on me.
Oh, okay.
So Princeton police.
Princeton police are among the cops.
They're fans of the show. They just said, God.
Of course. Well, when you're not busy doing Impractical Jokers, which we all love, you've got a lot of other cool things going on. So tell us about the holiday train show that's coming up.
So it hit the all the local papers, the Wall Street Journal last year, about one of America's longest-running, oldest nonprofit model railroad clubs is here nearby in Rocky Hill, New Jersey. It's been running for 75 years. The train club is professional. It's built into the basement of the home, but they kept going. They knocked out a foundation wall and kept going under the lawn. Think about this. The house I live in is 4,600 square feet. The train club layout is 12,000 square feet of track.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that for a second. It is massive and unbelievable. And so the former owner of the house died, sadly, last year, and the widow was forced to sell the house. And anybody that buys the house is going to be like, well, get your trains out of the basement.
Right.
You can't have, you know, 50 club members coming in every week all the time, right? So the night before it was put up for public sale, my wife and I bought it to save the train club.
That's amazing.
And so this November 22nd, 23rd is the 46th annual holiday open house for the train club. You can come to our actual home in Rocky Hill and meet Melissa and I, my wife and I, and you can see multiple train layouts and go downstairs to the main train layout. And all the proceeds go to all local fire and EMT services here in Jersey.
Oh,
they've been
doing
it for 46 years straight.
That's incredible.
I love that. Now, do you need tickets? Where do you get tickets?
Go to holidaytrainshow.com.
And we would be remiss if we didn't mention all the great stuff you and your wife did last weekend as well. I know you guys had a big Alzheimer's charity gala as well. So that's with your wife's candle company, right? Where can people find out more about that great stuff?
you can go to 95charity.net. We do it every year. My father passed from Alzheimer's, but I tell you what, to the day he died, if you put a Model Railroad magazine in front of him or a Frank Sinatra record, he would know every word and he would look through that magazine until the day he died. So,
sweet.
We've been doing it 4 years. We run a charity for Alzheimer's, for the Fisher Center for Alzheimer's Research.
Amazing. Right. HolidayTrainShow.com one more time for details and tickets for the, 46th annual Holiday Train Show in Rocky Hill.
Go see the Railway Holiday Train Show. You got to come by.
Amazing. Thanks for being here.
You got it. Thanks.
Nowadays, loud looking is like one of the most popular ones. Do you know what this is? It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, Marissa's here. She's on the board and answering the phones this morning. Joe, she's the only single one in the room, Marissa. I know, Joe, you like to think you're single sometimes, but you're not. So Marissa, loud looking is basically the opposite of like playing it cool. Like you're going out there, you're looking for a man or, you know, whatever. And you're putting out there what you want, like right away.
And I love that. I don't want you to be nonchalant. I want to like go into the hard hitting questions right off the bat.
Like you're walking up to the bar and saying, hey, do you make over $100,000 a year?
That's exactly what I say, actually. That's exactly what I say.
I mean, it could be like anything. I mean, Joe, it is. It is better than, you know, getting 6-8 months down the road and realizing that you don't have anything in common with this person.
You know what else this is called? Coming on too strong.
But that is the trend right now.
Don't.
That's the trend. But she's saying it's good.
She says she doesn't.
Plus, I don't want someone to be boring. I feel like if you're nonchalant and you're cool, like to me, you're boring. Give me a little something.
Let's say somebody did this to you. Would you be offended that somebody's asking you like instantly, like, what religion are you? How many kids do you want to have?
No,
you don't care.
That's start the conversation. Let's go.
This is like dropping the L-bomb on date two. It's not a good idea.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I love this day. I love this time of day, I should say. We go to Levittown this morning. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Good morning.
You excited to be here with us on Can't Beat Chris?
I am. I call in every morning, and I finally got through.
Oh.
Today is the day, Brandy. All right, Brandy. We'll kick Chris Rollins out of here. Bye, Chris.
All right, good luck.
All right,
thank
Brandy.
You. Bye.
This is, I mean, no pressure, but you've been waiting for this moment, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do it together. All right, your quiz is going to start right now. Question number one, Brandy. Jon Stewart is reportedly in talks to extend his run on The Daily Show. He's a local guy, so I'll give you a multiple choice question. Is he from Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
Pennsylvania.
You want to lock in Pennsylvania?
Yes, lock it in.
We've locked in Pennsylvania. Question number two. Dancing with the Stars is back tomorrow night. Alfonso Ribeiro is the co-host. He's known as Carlton Banks on what 90s sitcom?
Oh, my God. Family Matters. Lock it in.
And the third and final question, a famous musician was spotted at the Dodgers Blue Jays game last night, the longest in World Series history. His debut song was Baby, and he's from Canada. Who is it?
Justin Bieber, lock it in.
We've locked in Justin Bieber. I will tell you, Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. They have live music 6 nights a week, brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday, online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I sure am. That was quick, so she probably did really well.
Well, I'll tell you, she was ready for the moment.
Okay.
She was ready for the moment. She knew all the rules. All right, here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts now. Question one. Jon Stewart is reportedly in talks to extend his run on The Daily Show once again. He's a local guy, so I'll give you a multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Is he from Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
He is from New Jersey, because he went to my high school, Lawrence.
We have a real battle here. Chris said New Jersey. Brandy said Pennsylvania. The correct answer is New Jersey.
Yeah. Chris, he's from Mercer County.
Chris is out to a 1-0 lead.
Okay.
All right, question number two. Dancing with the Stars is back tomorrow night. Alfonso Ribeiro is the co-host of the show. He's best known probably as Carlton Banks on what 90s sitcom?
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, you said. Brandy said Family Matters. Both 90 sitcoms, by the way. Fresh Prince is correct.
He was also on Silver Spoons before that. But I'm kind of dating myself with Ricky Schroeder.
Wow. And he's also now the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, which I forgot he's still on. Yeah. All right. And the third and final question. Let's see if Chris can eke out three. A famous musician from Canada was spotted at the Dodgers-Blue Jays game last night, which was officially the longest in World Series history.
Crazy.
His debut song was Baby. Who is it?
Justin Bieber.
You both said Bieber, and you're both correct. Chris 2, Brandy 1. Brandy, I know you've been waiting to play, so you're probably well aware of what you're supposed to do right here. Brandy, can you say it?
I'm Brandy from Levittown, and I can't beat Chris.
Oh, gotcha.
But she gave it a valiant effort, and for playing along, we got tickets for you to go see Halsey tomorrow night at the Fillmore. A very limited number of tickets may remain at Ticketmaster.com to see her Wednesday or Thursday night in an intimate show at the Fillmore. Hang a line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, this is so cool. So Demi Lovato announced her tour yesterday. It's called It's Not That Deep Tour, and she's coming to town. Yep, we saw Philly date Xfinity Mobile Arena Saturday, April 18th, 2026. We have tickets to give away, Joe.
Stay tuned. Very, very soon. We have tickets to give away.
So a Victorious spinoff is happening. Did you guys watch Victorious? We have Marissa on the board.
And I did.
Answering the phones.
That was one of my childhood shows.
Yeah, so Daniela Monet is going to be back as Trina. And this time we're going to see her moving into like a new home. Netflix has ordered 26 episodes of this spinoff. It's called Hollywood Arts. It's going to drop not till next year, 2026. We don't know yet if Victoria Justice is coming back, but she's got to, right?
At least for one episode.
Yeah, and I have a good inkling that Ariana Grande will not be back, although I really wish she would be. Because that's where we got the Cat Valentine.
Cat Valentine,
the voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Maybe it'll be one of those things where like she records like a, like, you know what I mean? Or she'll be seen off camera on the phone with someone kind of thing. You know?
I really would like that.
Do you think they'd bring back the red hair? I think they'd have to.
They would have to. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So we knew that Michael B. Jordan was set to star in the Miami Vice reboot as Rico. Well, now hearing that Austin Butler may be starring opposite him. He's going to do the Don Johnson, you know, the Sonny, which I kind of see that, right? I can see the slick back hair.
Yeah.
The really cute. I mean, Don Johnson was like a heartthrob back then. You know what I mean? So I can totally see that. So we'll keep you posted on that. He's in early talks right now to be Sonny. And Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game last night, you know, Monday Night Football. She was twinning with Brittany Mahomes. They were wearing matching red turtlenecks at the game. She was seen, you know, with her signature bold red, you know, lipstick. Her hair was pulled back in like a sporty ponytail. Of course, that huge engagement ring. And this was a big game for Trav last night. He recorded his 100th career receiving touchdown, including playoffs. So glad she was there to see him with that, supporting him. Right, there's the scoop. Chris and the Crew, good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris. It's Joe. Marissa's here on the phones and on the board this morning. Question for you. Do you dress up your pets for Halloween? The phones are open. Jump in on the conversation, 609-243-9778. I think it's adorable. Maisie, my dog, is going to be a pumpkin this year. Joe, the minute I told him, rolled his eyes so hard they almost fell out of his head.
One.
And you are such a dog lover, too. I'm surprised you don't get into this.
You know dogs are like my one soft spot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like my one soft spot's a dog. I walk down the street and I start talking at every dog I see.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it. I think it's so annoying. I had an ex that tried to do it to our dog, and I would look at the dog and I would straight up say to him, "You're not going to have to wear that." And I won every time.
Here's the thing. Like I agree with you. Like Joe said that the costumes are annoying for pets. And I believe that with some of the costumes that I see.
Here she comes. Wait.
But I'm going to justify myself.
Here she comes.
What?
My dog likes it because it's just like a sweater
That's
or something.
It. That's
it's a
it.
Sweater and the dog likes that sweater.
The pumpkin that I got is just like her coat. Like Was we have a little coat for her in the fall. You know, in the wintertime, she wears a coat because she's little. She's only 20 pounds, my Maisie. So the pumpkin goes on and velcros exactly like her coat. So there's no discomfort at all.
You know, I've seen videos of dogs where they will actively seek out their costume, actually.
Do you have a dog, Marissa?
I do. I have two.
And do you dress up your dogs for Halloween?
We usually don't.
Exactly.
But I'm not opposed.
I heard her say she's not opposed. Doesn't.
I'm not opposed.
Have you seen pet costumes in the store? There's tons of them.
Absolutely.
So clearly there's a market for it, Joe.
It's called how to make money really quick.
But you see, they're gone. I've already seen people have them in line at Target.
Oh, my God. No, 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 no.
I want to know what you've dressed your pet up as. This is so freaking cute. I love this time of year. And you know, I'm not a big fan of Halloween. But if I see a dog in a cute costume and stuff, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so adorable.
You know, I see a cute dog on the street and I go, oh, my God, your dog is so cute. And then I see it in a costume. Oh, I saw yesterday, Saturday, I saw somebody who had dyed their dog pink.
Like legit pink.
It was clearly a white. I mean, because I was with several people on Sunday afternoon coming back from New Hope. And we were like, that dog is pink. That's not a normal color. We realized the woman had dyed her dog.
Joe,
that's too extreme.
There are some pets where, like our friends at Dogs and Cats Roll, they have pet costume contests where their owners bring their pets out dressed up. This is a big thing, I'm telling you. This is not as unpopular as you think it is.
Would you be doing this if your husband didn't encourage this bad behavior?
My husband said, my husband's the one who encouraged it.
This bad behavior.
And I have to admit, I could have gone either way, but once I saw her in it and that she wasn't annoyed by it or wasn't, you know, freaked out about it, I was like, oh my God, get the camera. Okay. So cute.
Let's hear.
Wait, do you dress up your pet for Halloween? And if you do, what has your pet been for Halloween? I got to know. 609-243-9778. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Obviously, Halloween is coming at the end of this week. And Joe and I got to talking about, you know, dressing up your pet for Halloween. And I told him that my dog, Maisie, is going to be a pumpkin. She's a pumpkin every year because I'm not buying a new costume every year.
I appreciate that.
I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that. But, and she likes it. Well, she really doesn't know the difference. Because Joe thinks all pets are uncomfortable and you shouldn't do this. It's cruel to do this to your pet, all this stuff.
I didn't say cruel.
But her pumpkin thing is, it goes on her the exact same way that her little coat does. You know, like her fall and winter coat. So she's not uncomfortable. She doesn't even know basically probably that she's wearing it. And she's just a cute little pumpkin. And I love taking the pictures. He just rolls his eyes
at me.
Does
she have a little hat?
No, no hat. No, I don't think she'd wear the hat. I don't think she'd do that. But it's like a little, I'll have to take a picture and I'll have to show you. So let's go to the phones. We've got Desiree in Wrightstown on the line. Desiree, I hear you have three golden retrievers.
I do. And they are the most amazing. They are my girls.
So
my favorite kind of dog. So I'm here for whatever, wherever we're going with this.
So I'm assuming you dress them up for Halloween.
I do. Every year.
They have such a mild temper. You know what I mean? Like that their temperament is so friendly and basically you can do anything to a golden retriever, right? Kids are jumping all over them. So they probably
Oh my God, they are the best. They are just big babies.
Yeah, they kind of don't mind, right? Wearing the costumes. What do you dress them as?
The last maybe 5 years or so, I bought a Thing One costume years ago. And so now with my three girls, I go as Thing One. And they each have a red shirt with a number on it, and they go by age. And it's Thing 2, Thing 3, and Thing 4.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
And they're pretty popular, so everybody looks forward to seeing them every year.
Do you actually walk around the neighborhood with them, like trick-or-treating, or do they stay at your house and then people who come to your house see them?
No, we go walking around every year.
You do?
Do they seem annoyed in these costumes at all?
No, they love it. They love seeing all the kids and all the people. They lay down for belly rubs. They're the star of the show on Halloween in my neighborhood.
Adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Again, a golden is different than...
This is what I'm saying. The temperament.
A golden can just...
You can do anything with a golden.
I mean, my favorite dogs online. You know, I follow my online dogs. Wally's my new favorite golden online these days.
All right, let's go to Tori in Burlington. Do you dress up your pet?
I love dressing up my dog. She's small, so it's easy. I can see where it'd be so much harder for people who had a bigger dog, but I guess my love for Halloween just extends to my dog. She's a taco this year. She's been a cop. She's been a bear. She's honestly always had cute costume, always had a cute costume. So she comes trick-or-treating with us, and some houses even have dog treats for her.
Oh, that's so cute. Like, the kids get candy, and the dog gets a dog treat.
You could show up at my house with your dog not in a costume on Halloween, and I will give your dog a treat.
That is so cute. Anybody in the app chat, Joe?
I think Marissa saw a picture in there, right, Marissa?
Yes, there is this cute little cowboy.
Aw, whose dog is that?
That is, I believe...
Look at that, and that dog is wearing a hat.
Yeah, that dog is a hat and bandana. That was May in Pittsburgh. And then Steve in Yardville has like this little hippie costume. And the dog is also wearing a tie-dye shirt. And I think a wig.
Now, I don't think my dog would keep a wig on. So that's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
That's impressive.
Bigger dogs tend to, in my experience, having had both, bigger dogs tend to be more patient with things in their head. Just because they, like, the big dog I used to have with my ex who tried to dress him all the time used to just look like, oh my God. And I just look at him, one photo.
Just one.
If we could communicate like that, I was like, one photo, my man. One photo. That's all we got to get.
Wait, we'll start a little, let's put on Facebook, show us your dog costume. I bet you we get a ton of them. So get your pictures ready. We're gonna post that right now.
Sheree in Princeton said, monks believe that if you live a wrong life, you come back as an animal where you can't speak up for yourself.
Yeah, so loud looking is a new thing in the dating world now. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Chris.
I'm Joe.
And Marissa's over there on the phones, on the board this morning. Now, you're single, Marissa, right?
I am. That's true.
So, loud look. I can see you being a loud looker. You're a very outgoing person.
Thank you.
So, loud looking is like the opposite, Joe, of playing it cool. Basically, like being a little...
Thirsty?
Maybe not hard. Yeah, I'm trying to look for the word, like, hard
desperate?
To get. No, I don't think it's being desperate. I think it's getting what you want.
Exactly. Why would I waste my time?
So that's exactly
it. Can you explain it one more time? What is it exactly?
Loud looking is the opposite of playing it cool, basically. So you, when you're out there, wherever, looking, you know, or if you see somebody that you like, you go right up to them and you start saying, hey, I don't know, whatever you want to know. Are you...
How much money are you making?
Marissa's one thing on her mind.
Are you really asking that? That's really loud. That's like screaming.
Marissa's like, hello?
Maybe that's the second comment I'll make.
No, I can see it being like, are you a workaholic? Like, trying
what
to
are your
to
family values?
Yeah, stuff like that. It's like getting right to the point, basically. Which I can see the pros of that, but I can also see the cons where... Like they say, opposites attract. You know what I mean? So that means you're kind of discarding anybody that's not fitting your perfect mold. And I don't know if that's the best idea, but I don't know. It is kind of like not wasting time. I agree. Like, so you don't get 8 months down the road and like, well, that was a waste of 8 months. You know what I mean? Especially if you're a little older.
I think you do that slowly over dates, though. You do date one, you learn this. That's the perk of dating. Well, and you're
not wasting time this way. You're getting right to it.
Well, I don't want to go up to someone and be like, what's your favorite color? I want to know. I want to know the nitty gritty about your life.
See, Marissa, let me teach you something.
Oh, learn from Joe.
Let me teach you something.
Life advice.
In this economy, that stuff you learn over 5, 6, 7 dates means if you're playing it right, you're getting 5, 6, 7 dinners out of them.
And you know, that's a big trend now, too.
I love getting dinners out of
people
them.
People are dating just to get free dinner.
Yeah.
That was just so wrong.
So Marissa's skipping all the opportunities for free meals all the time.
Oh, Joe.
Without asking.
You want me to give you some life advice, Marissa?
I love it.
Don't listen to Joe's life advice.
You got it.
There's my life
you
advice.
You got it.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Demi Lovato announced her It's Not That Deep tour yesterday, and she's coming to Philly. Yep, we got a date at the Xfinity Mobile Arena Saturday, April 18th, 2026. And you better keep listening because I've heard we're going to have some tickets soon to give you.
This is interesting because this tour allegedly came together really quickly after she announced a one-night show in L.A. And then immediately the team realized that when it crashed the ticketing sites, they put together this tour like quickly.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. So were you counting down to the days until Nobody Wants This came back to Netflix? So it's finally here. It dropped on Thursday. And to celebrate, Panera launched a new meal inspired by the series in honor of season 2. They are rolling out the Everybody Wants This meal. For a limited time, you're going to get the broccoli cheddar soup, which is so good at Panera. a kitchen sink cookie, and a passion papaya iced green tea. Now, each of these are always available. I was thinking, this isn't new, but it's the combo that's the big deal and specific to season two of Nobody Wants This. So, by the way, Wawa just leveled up for lunch. Did anybody see this? Did you guys see this? Now you can get the burger for lunch. You know, the burger and the pizza were dinner only.
And yeah, now, I think they started at 4.
Yeah, and now you can get it for lunch.
Oh.
Have you ever had the Wawa burger? I haven't yet.
I have. It is surprisingly good. It's, you're not getting actually, it's surprisingly good.
And now, Joe,
it's better than fast food burgers.
When you don't eat during the day here, you can go right around the corner to Wawa and get yourself a burger.
I probably won't do that, but I just won't.
So you know the movie Wedding Crashers, 20 years old. In honor of the anniversary, the movie is coming back to theaters for 2 days only. It's the Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson comedy. It's going to be on the big screen December 4th and December 11th. And it's going to include 10 more minutes of deleted scenes, which I always love. It was huge when it first came out. Remember that scene, Joe, was like when she was like messing with him under the table?
Just leave it there.
Leave it there. And ABC is creating its next big music competition show. They've called in Simon Cowell, so they're trying to get it going to help test it out. It's called Who's in the Band, and it's a search for the next big music group. And I've heard that Simon is joining Joe Jonas and Mel B on the judging panel. And K-pop demon hunters, Ray Amy, who's the singing voice of Zoe, is on hosting duties. So contestants are going to sing the same song at the same time, along with some other twists. They're doing a test shoot in London on Thursday, and then obviously hoping to get the green light from, you know, ABC. So there's the scoop. It's 910, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe. Marissa's on the phones and on the board this morning. So, okay, Halloween this Friday, right? So if you still don't have a costume and you got to go to a party Friday night or even Thursday night, we found some music-inspired one, almost like PST artist-inspired costumes that are pretty easy, like Taylor Swift's Showgirl. I mean, how many Showgirl? Like, that's pretty cool.
There's
the whole Showgirl.
I was in the Masquerade Shop in South Philly, and that's where I bought my high heel drag race dress. It was a flapper dress.
You could easily find a Showgirl.
They came in every size and color.
Just beading, and you know, you could get a feather cap, or you know, just be a Showgirl.
Yeah,
that's easy.
I have one here. You could be Doechii at the Grammys. Now, if you'll remember, she kind of showed up in white briefs and a bra. That's an easy way if you want to look
be
hot.
A little chilly, though.
Depends what party you're going to, I guess, true. If you're staying indoors.
You could do Chapel Roan in the subway. You'll need like an oversized suit and like the longest red curly wig you can find to dress up as her, you know, her look in the video for the subway.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. The Cat's Eye Gap ad. Now, Cat's Eye's Gap ad, according to the CEO, sold more jeans than any other campaign they've ever done. So a nice group costume, if you want to do that. Like, I think there's like 7 of them
in
that
band.
It's
not a bad idea. Yeah. What about Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild? I mean, that video is like loaded with costume inspiration. The most recognizable, though, I would say, are the denim cutoffs, right? With the white button down tied up, you know, a crop top.
Again, that's still easy. Still warm.
Yeah.
You gotta be inside.
You gotta be inside if you're doing that.
If you could do backflips, maybe be Benson Boone. Just if you're a guy.
Well, the stash.
If you're a guy, expose that chest.
Well, you could be a girl.
He exposes all that hair. Well, yeah, I guess if you're a girl, though, do it and put a little patch of hair on your chest.
But you cannot forget the stash.
Can't forget the stash.
The signature stash.
And bonus points if you could do the backflip.